A dramatic and emotional return to Canada's Parliament as 58-year-old Sergeant-at-Arms Kevin Vickers, who shot and killed the attacker who opened fire in Parliament yesterday, entered the House of Commons today. Canadian Member of Parliament David McGuinty was there today, and he was on lockdown in that building until late last night. He joins us from Ottawa, which he represents. And Mr. McGuinty, what was that like to be there today?
It was a very moving moment for, I think, all the parliamentarians that were there. You know, we've gone through a pretty traumatic experience here. This is not something that we're accustomed to in Ottawa or, of course, in the Parliament buildings, in our parliamentary precinct, as we call it, our Parliament Hill. So I think people were very much together. All parties came together, all leaders came together and spoke. And I think it, we're sending a signal to the world that this is an unfortunate event, but we're going back to the business of democracy.
Yeah. Well, Prime Minister Harper leads the Conservative Party. You're a member of the Liberal Party. There's also the NDP Party, three parties there. And he hugged the leaders of the other two parties. We're hearing from reporters. This is something you don't normally see.
No, it isn't. And I think it was just one of those genuine moments when all three leaders came together because they realized that this is something that transcends politics, transcends parties, and it transcends partisanship. So I think everyone was very, very happy to see that, remembering that we are in this together. You know, we're all serving our constituents. I happen to represent a riding, a district here, an electoral district right in the city of Ottawa, in the shadow of our Peace Tower on Parliament Hill. So I thought it was very apropos, very meaningful for Canadians to see that we could park all of that to come together for something that's more important than our particular parties.
Well, but is there going to be agreement going forward? Let's listen to a little of Prime Minister Harper speaking today about strengthening security.
Our laws and police powers need to be strengthened in the area of surveillance, detention, and arrest. They need to be much strengthened. And I assure you, Mr. Speaker, that work, which is already underway, will be expedited.
Well, we know that some of the security has been strengthened already in Toronto. The Prime Minister also said he would tighten security, including new powers for CSIS, the Canadian Intelligence Agency. But we're already hearing from the leader of your party, the Liberal Party, Justin Trudeau, a warning, saying things like, we should remember who we are. We're a welcoming nation. You know, fear that Canada might tighten up in ways that the U.S. did. What's the conversation?
Well, the conversation is going to be a good one, an important one, between our tradition, our strong record in human rights, our Charter of Rights, which is a foundational document now used around the world, and, of course, the need to get the right balance with security, with powers being vested in different law enforcement agencies, intelligence collection, for example. But I think there's going to be time for that. There will be a very robust debate. We need to wait for our law enforcement agencies to do their work, their good work, and come back with findings and let us know what's taking place here. There will, of course, be differences. That's normal. That's healthy. That's what makes us democratic, to have those differences out on the floor of the House of Commons.
Well, there are 88 other people on Canada's watch list, we understand, in addition to the two, the attacker in Ottawa and the one a couple days before in Montreal, who hit and killed a soldier with a car. Both those attackers had their passports taken away. What about the other 88 people on the watch list? Is there some thinking that security needs to be tightened up now after two who are on the watch list have attacked?
There will be, I'm sure, calls in the days to come with respect to those 88 individuals and perhaps more that are being tracked and followed or have been approached by our national law enforcement agency or police force, the RCMP. But let's see what comes from this. It really is now up to us to hold the right hearings, get committee, particularly the Justice Committee, to focus in on this with our Public Safety Committee as well. And we'll see what the Prime Minister has in mind as the leader of the government in terms of what he's proposing when he says he's going to tighten up or propose new changes. We'll be watching for those carefully, and we'll be looking to see, as my leader rightly pointed out, whether they, in some ways, you know, have a real profound impact on what Canada is. We are a very welcoming nation. We still have the highest per capita immigration levels in the world. We're an extremely multicultural country, as is the United States. And we've got to get this right. We've just got to make sure that we are not overreacting, but of course not underreacting either.
Would you be for expansion of Canada's role in fighting ISIS? Right now, Canada participates in fighting ISIS in Iraq, but not in Syria. Would you want to expand that?
We have been very clear. Our leader, Mr. Trudeau, has made it very clear that he was not in favor. We are not in favor of the role that Canada is presently playing with respect to airstrikes. We want to see Canada play an enhanced role, strong role in the area of humanitarian assistance. There's a discussion and a call for Canada to receive more refugees from the region. We want to see much more money invested in, for example, the World Food Program, as people now face very difficult periods of food shortages, and so on and so forth. Canada has a very strong history and background in humanitarian outreach. And as a middle power, sort of a soft, not just a soft power, but exercising a lot of different kinds of influence, we have a tradition here that we think we should be upholding, perhaps a bit more robustly than Mr. Harper is now.
Well, and Mr. McGuinty, we have about a minute left here. We're seeing incredible images today. A soldier steps up to replace the one who was shot and killed, and he's standing right at in the same spot at the war memorial. Quite something. And of course, this morning, as a sergeant at arms came into the House of Commons. Your prime minister told you and other parliamentarians to get help if you needed it after yesterday. We just have a few seconds, but you can take him up on it?
Well, you know, for me, yesterday was very reminiscent of my time when I was in Washington on the morning of 9/11. There was a lot of confusion, a lot of information that was hard to find, and so on and so forth. But yes, everyone has been very touched. I've got tens of thousands of constituents right here in this city, our capital city, that were locked down for 10 or 12 hours yesterday. I'm sure they are dealing with all kinds of issues. This is a big, big trauma for our city and for our country.
Yeah.
I think people are going to have to take the time, and other colleagues at the same time. But it's not just about the politicians. There's a lot of people here that have been touched. And I'm really hopeful that we all focus on doing what we need to do to get back to normal as soon as we can.
Canadian Member of Parliament David McGuinty, thank you so much.
Thank you.